A Kilgore, Texas native is out with a book that unlocks the mystery of the murky Sabine River that snakes through the piney woods of East Texas. Running the River, Secrets of the Sabine is an outgrowth of a newspaper series penned by then-reporter Wes Ferguson of the Longview News Journal. Ferguson and photographer Jacob Croft Botter traveled the river in a boat, apprehensive of log jams and intrigued by the people who live on the water. Ferguson got a book deal with Texas A&M University Press in 2010 and spent weeks living the lifestyle of one river rat, Danny Tidwell. Ferguson dedicated his book to him and says Tidwell reveled in being dubbed the outlaw of the Sabine River.
In some ways, their lifestyle really appealed to me because, you know, I don't really like working an office job 9 to 5, and these people seem to have their lives figured out, you know, and they really enjoyed their freedom and their ability to move around through the woods and on the water and to get by.
Author Jack Kerouac called the Sabine an evil old river. It's one of the longest in the nation, more than 500 miles, but its reputation is more haunting than ever. An occasional body is pulled from it. Alligators, water moccasins, and mosquito swarms rule. Ferguson writes in his introduction, "A man shot at us our first day on the river, but that didn't derail the duo." Ferguson says he's acquired a new respect for the river.
It's not that there are just, you know, all these horrific crimes going on the Sabine all the time. It's just that when they do happen, people notice because it kind of verifies what they already thought about the river.
Ferguson's book launch is set for tomorrow from 5 to 8 at the Longview Museum of Fine Arts. An exhibition of Botter's photography will also be on display. Ferguson is working on his second book about the Blanco River in central Texas.